Let's get it.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right. We on and popping, man. So, but I'll say this. They're going to do anything and everything that's harmful to other people.
Right.
They're going to do anything and everything that's harmful to other people. Give me one moment, man. I got to take this phone call. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay. Y'all start calling in on the lines, though, because we want to hear from y'all tonight. Know what y'all think about this stuff with the twins and everything we're discussing tonight. I personally have not tried the Megan sandwich, the hottest sauce, but since he told me it's good, tomorrow on my lunch break, I'm going to walk to Popeye's about a block from my job, and I'm going to get me a Megan sandwich, hottest sauce sandwich. I'm going to see what it's all about. And if it's not good, I'm going to come on this show Thursday, and I'm going to raise hell and let y'all know that it was not good. So we'll see. I don't know if y'all calling in yet, because once Mike leaves his station, I'm really not able to see what y'all are doing and saying. So we have to fix that in the future.
Yo, my fault, fam. That's a money call, man. Money call.
Mike, you got to fix this thing. When you leave, I don't know if they're saying anything or not.
You got to be on StreamYard. That's why I told you to download StreamYard so you can see it.
Oh, okay. I got StreamYard. I am on StreamYard right now. I'm looking at StreamYard. But once you leave, I don't know if the callers are saying anything or what's going on.
Oh, there ain't nobody saying nothing. I think, Third Moon Chop said the thotty sauce. Hey, speaking of thotties, man, got the question for y'all. It's real deal. Should the famous twins be canceled in Mobile? Should Mobile go ahead and do the job for the people? Go on, cancel them, man.
You say cancel them, Mike?
Yeah, hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
But you know what? Me, as a mother, I kind of have a compassionate heart because I know how teenage, young adult girls can be very strong-minded,
Ronnie,
and very rebellious.
I'm going to stop you. What about two-year-olds, Ronnie? We're talking about a two-year-old.
Right, but in my heart, I kind of believe that they need like an intervention. I kind of think somebody should step in and kind of get them on the right track. I don't want to say these girls, and I don't know if they're in their late teens or early 20s. I don't want to cancel them at such a young age because they may grow into themselves and kind of become grow into better women.
Well, reestablish your influence then. But right now, you need to be stripped of influence.
So we're going to kill their dreams now?
Fuck their dreams. They killing other folks' dreams. So why should their dreams be allowed to survive and other folks' dreams got to fucking go by the wayside?
We need to investigate and find out. Now, did the twins leave it? How does the two-year-old, I kind of have to put some blame on the mother as well. Now, if the twin was babysitting this two-year-old, the two-year-old got the gun is one thing. But at the same time, I need to ask, where was the two-year-old's mother when the two-year-old got the twins' guns? Is the two-year-old going to the twins' purse while the mothers were drinking, smoking, laughing, and talking? Nobody was attending to this child. So I need to find out how the two-year-old got the gun.
I understand. But I need to know why if you know you got a gun. When I'm around kids, my gun is on me. The only way a kid gonna get shot with my gun is if I pull that motherfucker and shoot him. They're not gonna get to my gun.
The gun should at least have a safety on it.
No, you can take
the
safety off.
The fact that a two-year-old was able to activate and discharge a bullet makes me wonder if she was prepared to shoot somebody. Because why was your gun not already on safety?
Do you know what a safety is, Ronnie? And I'm going to show y'all this. I hope you two don't take me off. All right? This is all it takes to take the safety off a gun. That right there. A two-year-old can do that.
A child can be playing with a gun and accidentally take the safety off, not even meaning to, and discharge the firearm.
Absolutely, which is why your gun should be on your person or up somewhere locked the fuck up when you're around kids. Well,
I don't know nothing about no personal firearms. All I know how to shoot is the M16, and I learned that in the military. Hey. I can't tell you shit about no Glock, no 9, no 22, no, whatever. All I know is about an M16. I don't know nothing about none of this stuff.
I can tell you about. I can tell you about all of them. We got a caller on the line. Yo, you on a big mic drop? Who we got?
Hey, this is Sabrina from Texas, but I live in Mobile, Alabama.
Hey.
Hey, Sabrina.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey. Hey, how you doing? I'm good.
Good. What's
everybody
going on? What's
Mobile
on your...
call me. Everybody in Mobile call me Miss Texas.
Miss Texas, how you doing?
What's going on, Miss Texas?
I'm good. How are you? Hey, what's up? What's up? And I lived in Georgia for 3 years, retired Air Force.
Okay, hoorah.
Wow.
I'm Air Force too. That was
okay.
My brand.
This is my first night being on your show, so you know, ups to you guys, you know, you're doing a good job. I'm gonna definitely be viewing you and spreading your word so you know we can support each other.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. So I was calling on you know on the topic about the two young ladies here in Mobile, Alabama. You know.
Right.
And I agree with, well, I'm kind of divided as well. I agree with what the young brother was saying, you know, because, you know, they definitely have to take responsibility. And until they take responsibility,
right,
they do need to be counseled out because guess what? Their career or nothing else going to move forward. It can't move forward. None of that can go forward until you take the responsibility at hand, take care of your family. That's period.
Right.
That's how I feel about
right.
that. And then as far as, you know, the thinking about not giving up on the young lady, you know, as a female, you know, because I do a lot of, and here in Mobile, Alabama, I'm actually a retired nurse. I'm actually an armed officer. I'm on a lot of commissions appointed here by the Mobile City Council and the mayor. So I'm very well known in this city of Mobile by all the citizens, black, white, everybody. You know,
okay.
So, and I'm definitely a civil rights, bona fide civil rights activist and community activist. I'm all over Google, you know, you can find me and my profile, everything. So this is the thing, you know, like I said, I'm from Texas, but Mobile, Alabama, they have a dislike, and I'm Puerto Rican, I'm sorry. So Mobile, Alabama, they have like, to me, like, you know, I say people here just now beginning to try to have a voice maybe because it was – when I moved to Mobile, I definitely seen that there was a lot of oppression and suppression in this city, you know. So I think that
– How long have you been there?
Well, I've been in Mobile, Alabama for like 16 years now because I've been very active
okay.
here in this city.
You've been there long enough to really understand the culture.
So
okay.
when I moved to Mobile, Alabama 16 years ago, it was definitely not the way it was as of today. The crime was definitely not the way it
right.
is right now, I promise you. But however, I think what has happened is, which is kind of, you know, a twofold thing maybe. I think that, you know, that we have the education level now with one part of the black culture has moved forward, as well as some of the black culture percentage have not moved forward in on the education realm, because I say this all the time, and my platform here is even as me as an educated female, the people that should be out here, you know, with the resources, like our people, you know, sometimes they get
right.
move on in life, they get
right.
successful, but they forget about the counterpart. See, that's the problem. The problem, you know,
well,
it's not that they don't have educated people.
Let me stop you right there for one moment. I like where you're going.
Yes. Yes.
We talked about this the other night, about whether
mm-hmm.
the hood mentality serves or doesn't serve us properly.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
people are on both sides of the argument. But one thing
yeah,
we
right.
did come to, one conclusion we came to, is that everybody in
mm-hmm.
the hood's goal is to get out of the hood. There is no mandate to reach back. There is no mandate to stay.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
That's true.
Like if back in
mm-hmm.
the day, we had to make the neighborhoods good because we couldn't just go off to the west side
mm-hmm.
and cool out in an apartment
right.
and not have to worry about
mm-hmm.
it. You know what I'm saying? We had to make our neighborhoods
right.
good. Nowadays, it's
right.
just a thoroughfare. It's just a thoroughfare for people to come through and do their dirt and
mm-hmm.
then go back to their upper
right.
side of town.
To their upper
But go ahead.
You know, that's You're right, brother. Let me say what I got. See, because I'm an educated person, but I promise you I'm hood. That's what I'm going to say and leave it like that. I tell people, let me tell you something. When I talk to people all the time, I say, let me tell you something. Before I got anybody's education, the education I got first was from the streets. I only moved forward be able to be blessed to get my education. But don't get it twisted, because I got hood. I'm for real. I'm hood for real. But I only have to know it's certain times to be that way, you know, and then at certain times you have to be educated and certain things. But my thing is, I don't care how financially blessed I am. Yes, ma'am. You know, it doesn't matter even like how financially blessed I am, how educated I am. I keep myself humble and I give back to my people all the time, every day, all the time. If I see people need something, whether it be money, whether it be food, whether it be even a conversation, I do those things. People, you know, and let me tell you, the problem in Mobile, Alabama is, again, we have some very successful black, let me tell you something, they got a lot of money in Mobile, Alabama. They got a lot of money, and black people, there's some very, very, very prosperous black people in this community, but guess what? They want to roll over in the bed with them white people, and then they forget about their own, and then when this stuff get bad on these streets, then guess what? That's what it is. I'm promising. I live here, and I tell people all the time, you know what? God don't like that. Well, that's the truth of what's going on, you know, so we can talk about the young ladies and this and that and the other, and the foundation of where they are. And, you know, like it's like they're in a hole, you know, they keep digging and digging and trying to get out that hole. But, you know, sometimes we have to deep down, like sometimes, you know what I'm saying, visual, you have to put your hand all the way down in that mud and pull that person on that out there. You know what I'm trying to say? If we have the strength to do that, we do. But I'm telling
you got to throw dirt in the hole.
Sometimes you got to throw dirt in the hole. Let me tell you, I can go from any place in Mobile, Alabama.
Go on, keep it moving.
You know what I'm saying? I can go to Pritchard, Alabama, go over there with Mayor Gardner, T.J. Pedway, and the deep down Pritchard, Alabama, nobody going to bother me. I can go over here in any part of Mobile, Alabama, everybody know me. But you know why they like me? Because I keep it real with the people, and I don't act like I'm bougie and that's this and this and that and that. And that's the thing I'm telling you. And I tell people, let me tell you something. I know every single person, I promise you, almost in this city. But let me tell you what it is, the reason they respect me, because you're going to respect me. And I'm going to respect you. I don't care if you a homeless person. I don't care if you got all the money, because in my eyes, you know what, you're equal. You know why? Because in God's eye, we're equal. And until we start learning that about our own people, that's what I believe. So, yeah, brother, I believe what you're saying to conclude this, and I know I talk a lot, but to conclude the situation, what I'm saying, you know, my brother is like, you're right. Their career and whatever they're trying to do, first of all, God not going to let that thing carry out, because the Bible clearly tells us, if you believe in that thing, we got to take care of family. That's God and family. You know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
That's the thing.
Right.
And then, you know, the co-host, the beautiful lady you have, she understands being a mother, a female, you know. And then we being a minority. Well, no, I take that back. We're not the minority.
Right.
We the majority, because the other people are minority now. That's why they fight so hard to keep their Trump or whatever he do.
Right.
That's what the
Absolutely.
Thing is. Because we the majority. We the majority. But, you know, and when you come to Mobile, Alabama, you know, Michael, let me ask you something. When you do come to Mobile, I see your profile. I see from that you are from here.
Sure.
But let me tell you, your platform. Let me tell you something. Your platform, coming to Mobile. You keep my number in your phone. You come to Mobile. I promise. I take you straight to the mayor's office. I take you straight to the congressman's office. I take you straight to these people that you know that's running this city.
Hey, I'm gonna be honest, Sabrina. I know all them niggas and the white ones.
Oh, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do.
I know all of them.
But what I'm trying to say,
and I'm upset with. I don't want to go see them unless they're going to do something. I'm going to be honest. I'm not interested in knowing them. They need to be doing something.
No, 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 no. Let me wait a minute. Hold on. Before you jump like that, I'm telling you. Let me say this. So, what the reason I brought that up? Now, this is real talk, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
These people have many programs. Let me tell you like this. When I go to the city council meeting every Tuesday at 10:30, I've been doing this for 17 years. I've been trying to tell the people, black people here, for 17 years, if you want change in your city, it's free. Come to the city council meeting, put on your name on the agenda, say what you want to say, do what you want to do, and the people will listen. You know that maybe out of every Tuesday, you may have four or five black people, and it usually be the same one of us all the time speaking out for the community.
Right.
You know, the problem is it's not that the city leaders don't have programs or do not want to help the community, but black people do not go down there to engage themselves to ask for these things and to demand these things. Because guess what? If they don't go down and ask and demand these things, why should the white people jump on the situation? They're not going to do it. But if you
this is the gist of what I'm talking about on this one, though.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that
okay.
about the programs. We're talking about mm-hmm. flushing out our own community. See, here's the deal.
Yeah.
I'm military.
Right.
Do you know why
a
general or officer that's commanding troops has that 9mm on his side?
Mm-hmm. You're going to enlighten us on it. Go ahead.
He can take you out. So he can take you out when you defect
mm-hmm.
or you start tripping.
Mm-hmm.
That's for the troops.
That's true.
That's for the troops.
Well, that's true, but
his own platoon. Because once you're useless, you're useless. And I'm not going as far as saying nothing should happen violently or nothing like that. Don't get me wrong. What I'm saying wrong.
I know what you're saying.
Proverbially.
Okay.
We're the people. We're the people who aren't taking out our own trash. There's no program for that.
You got a point right there. You got a point right there.
There's no
problem. Well, you got a point
that.
Right I'm, there, you know, but my the problem that I have that me okay, like let me say this. Okay, let me tell you this. And you're right now, you have a great point when you said that about you that when you get that example just what you just said about the military and the taking you out and this and that. That's really funny
right.
you
oh, yeah.
said that because it's true because I tell people all the time when I'm on the streets when I be trying to talk to people about violence, like trying to, you know, trying to change their mentality. Like I see young people all the time. I probably see young people all the time, you know, and tell them, you know what I'm saying? Be safe out here. Don't be hating, you know, don't be hating on a fellow man. You know, try to solve things, try to conversate. You know, I try to tell people this and all that. But then again, you know what my big thing I tell them? I say, you know what, y'all don't have to worry about no slave. Y'all always talking about white people this and you don't have to never worry about no slave anymore. You know why? Let me tell you why. You don't have to worry about being a slave. Because you know what? They don't have to hang us for no trees. They don't have to kill us because you're killing your own people. Why are they going to waste their time to kill? They don't have to worry about them no more because we're killing each other. We're exterminating our own people.
Right. And based on
yeah,
we're really
exterminating
listen,
our own people.
They didn't hang their slaves. As long as we were slaves, we were cool. They weren't hanging
right.
and killing
we
us because
cool.
we were property. Soon as we became
right.
free, we became angry and look
yeah.
like I said, look
yeah.
how they did my brother Ahmaud Arbery, man.
Yeah.
You know, this
yeah.
is really
oh,
touching
yeah.
my heartstrings. So
yeah.
I'm sorry if I'm a little bit emotional about the situation.
No.
But
have
I
a
feel
right
like
to
something needs to be done now. You know, this is my
yeah.
family in these streets
yeah.
out here in Mobile.
Yeah. You're right.
My folks
You're right. You're right.
My folks from Pritchard. You know what I'm saying? My folks from Sample Street. So
I'm wondering, Mike, now that we're becoming the majority, how is that going to change the way black people behave? Now that we're outnumbering Caucasians and we're becoming the majority, are we going to take the same control that whites have taken control all these hundreds of years, or are we going to just lag behind?
I got to say this, Ronnie, and
mm-hmm.
this is my thoughts on this, not becoming the majority. Mm-hmm. Just because white
mm-hmm.
folks' numbers are going down, because we voluntarily
okay, yeah.
take our numbers down because we follow white
right,
folks.
Right, right.
So when
yeah.
white
see,
folks get abortions,
see.
Guess what we do? We get more abortions.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still taking our numbers down, and that's part of the plan. That's why it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
The person that you have to
mm-hmm.
be concerned about is the person who got
mm-hmm.
the hate crime bill signed for them as soon as Joe Biden
mm-hmm.
got in office. That's the Asian. That's the next economic base in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Next
so
to
when the
white.
Even though we have more people in numbers, the Asians will still supersede us in power, is what you're saying.
The Asians outnumber the world.
Right.
The Asians outnumber the world. I mean, right, you know, and really.
Isn't it blacks and Hispanics now?
It's Hispanics, then blacks.
Hold on a
sec. I got somebody else coming in. Sabrina, you going to stay with us? We got the mosh pit starting. You started the mosh pit.
I stay with you. I stay with you because I love a conversation.
All right. 571. Hold on one second. Let me see. 571, we got you on the big mic drop. Who we got?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's G Green in the house, baby.
Hey, what's going on, baby? G Green in the building. What's happening, homie? I'm glad you joined this conversation,
man.
What's happening, man?
Watching the show. Say again.
Yo, I'm glad you joined. Check what's on your mind, bro? What you got?
Hey, man, hey, number of things. First of all, great show. You know what I'm saying? You guys doing excellent work, as usual. I try to catch you when I can. If I'm not, you know what I'm saying, around the globe, you know how I do. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
What's your thoughts
on man? Council or no council? Council or council? What's the deal? I should have said that. Council or council these
I like that.
You gotta do a little bit of both, bro. Like their ripple effect into the community. They're just a reflection of things that, you know, we've turned a blind eye to, you know. So they're reverbs, man. In the end of the day, you and I have discussed this before, and I think it's even said on your show before, that they're just reverbs of our society, of us as adults in our new generation and generation before us have not handled what's going on with them, be it through our educational system, through our, you know, our social grouping that we have with them. Our kids really still don't have nothing to do in the afternoons. They still don't have anything to engage themselves with. So the ignorance of it, of course, are going to show up like all the time. And then they become characters, you know what I'm saying? And then what do kids do? You know what I'm saying? They try to outdo the next kid, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. Mm. So their behavior, they're not consciously thinking of, like, the real world they're living in. They think they're characters on TV or a movie or something. They're not taking life serious until, you know, the doors close on them and then the options are gone. And then they're no different than adult boys that you and I grew up around with, you know what I'm saying, whatever, that are right now trying to be citizens, that are right now trying to get jobs and be legitimate, you know what I'm saying, really hard and heavy because all the options are running out. The street game is a young man's game anyway. So, and same thing with being, you know what I'm saying, being a fly female or whatever. Everybody got a shelf life, you know what I'm saying, whatever.
Right.
But these kids right now, they're rushing to death a lot faster. And me and one of my old heads had a conversation about this. Like, even down to the food we eat, we mass produce chickens, cows, pigs, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Look at the bodies and the mentalities of the kids that are coming in generation. Their minds will have time to develop. It's no different than you got a cow to go to slaughter with them, you know what I'm saying? And maybe it used to take 8 to 9 years, 10 years to develop. Now it's being slaughtered, you know what I'm saying, within 3 years. So you always, your evil soul of it goes into your body, bro. And then you start talking about, like, conflict and people being, like, what does the cow go through in its lifespan, you think? It's been caged up, you know what I'm saying, pressed, and as soon as it's across another damn cow, it's fighting for survival, and these kids are in survival mode, you know what I'm saying, whatever. So what does the outside society tell us? Look at this Rittenhouse case that's going on right now. They got this dude sitting up there, fake crying on the dog on the stand. This dude did a lottery of who's going to be, you know what I'm saying, the juror person, you know what I'm saying, whatever. And, like, if you're a kid looking at all this stuff or even halfway after paying attention, all it tells you is, like, you as a black person ain't shit and nobody cares about you, man. You know what I'm saying, whatever.
But here's the deal. Here's the deal, G. Hold on. That's our fault, though. And I'm going to tell you why.
It is our fault.
I'm going to tell you why. We talked about this before. But every generation, there has to be a case to let you know that white supremacy exists. Black, I'm talking about overt white supremacy. That judge in that case is overt. He's not hiding shit.
You're right. I agree.
And, you know, and we sit back, if he was black, yeah, I get it. But that's why they're showing you this every generation. This is what we talked about as to why black men don't teach their daughters that they could get raped by white men, but white dudes teach their daughters they could get raped by black dudes.
Yes, they do.
So, but the historical evidence shows the fucking opposite, right?
That's true.
But we don't raise our daughters to think that way. We raise our daughters to trust them and to be, you know, overzealous to be around. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Whenever their daughters come to us, they're rebelling. Mm-hmm. Whenever our daughters go to them, they're doing what we tell them to do. And
exactly.
Following instructions.
Well, the thing is, I try to tell my kids, bro, and they have been in private schools, and I have one in private school, and I have one, you know what I'm saying, that's in magnet school. And I try to tell them, I do tell them, please do not sit here and you smile and grin, and you can sit there and be top A student, do whatever you want to. You're still a nigga to them.
Mm.
So understand that, you know what I'm saying, you don't need their approval. All you're using them for is the education so you can get what you need to get out of it and get the fuck.
That's
home.
Right.
You don't
that's
need
true.
Them. And that don't ever think that you need their approval. Don't ever think you need their, you know, someone to stroke you and tell you you're a good nigga. You're not like the rest of black people like you used to do us back in the day. Because, you know what I'm saying? I've been a Westernville kid since the jump.
You're right.
Now, matriarchal power
said, you know what I'm saying, both sides.
Matriarchal power said, go ahead. We got to delay. Go ahead, Gary.
You know, I don't want them I don't want them to get their feelings like I had to. Like one of the biggest things ever happened to me when I was younger. I got to middle school and the white kids I thought I was cool with got pushed into one of them, and then he called me a nigger. ER nigger. And then the white kids I was cool with,
no.
They didn't say anything cool. They didn't stand up. They didn't do nothing. We were supposed to be boys. And I'm like, okay, I forget what this is now. Okay,
wow.
The little nuances. You know what I'm saying? I dig it. So, like, so I understand outcasts. I understand being, like, by yourself, doing your own thing, and, you know what I'm saying, following your own path. Because at the end of the day, that's a true leadership.
I don't understand why kids got to keep going through that, though. Because the only reason they're going through it is because we're teaching them to the contrary.
My nephew just
said
that's
the only reason
they agree.
Huh?
Mm.
I said they say anything because they agreed with the other white student. They felt like he was a nigger also, so they stick together.
But thing
that's
about this,
we don't do that as a whole. We don't stick together.
But why
they
should your child have to be hurt? Why should your child have to be hurt and go through it? Why aren't our children going out in the world prepared to know that they're going to call you a nigger? We don't prepare
they
our children the right way. We don't prepare them the right way.
That's right.
We
it's
don't
coming,
prepare
man.
Them the right
it's
way. Crazy. We prepare them to be
look,
hurt. And to deal with complexes and shit
because
white folks start white folking.
They
don't you can't stop white folks from white folking. You can't stop black folks from black folking. That's what
look,
we do.
Like this.
Teach them is that even though we're supposed to be equal, we're not always treated equal.
That's why
so
I have a problem with it. But that's why I have a problem
yeah.
with equality as a whole principle. Equality only exists in math problems. There's no such thing as equality. There's only equity.
And we have to teach our children that.
There's only equity. You give me my piece, you take your piece, you don't fuck with my piece. We might not be equal. Hey, my leg might be shorter than yours. I might have one short leg. We're not equal. I can't run like you. I can't do everything like
that. That's called separate but equal. A lot of black people was against separate but equal. A lot of them wanted to be equal to white people. They wanted to go to school with white people. There were some that wanted to keep it separate but equal, but a lot of people fought to do everything that whites did, and that's the problem. Because you're never going to be equal to them no matter what in their eyes.
Well,
nobody's ever going to be equal to any. That's why I said equality is a false is a false hope. It's a false teaching. It's trick-nology. It's trick-nology.
Okay. Can I say something counteract what my sister said? She said,
go ahead.
We will never be equal to them. See, I'm the type of person I say, no, they will never be equal to us. See, the problem, let me
but
say,
I
like, you know, you say white,
hold on.
Hold on. You know, wording, it means a lot in society. Let me tell you something. You know how they say white supremacy? You know what I say? I don't call them white supremacy. I call them crackers, and I call them racist. I would never say you know white supremacists because you are not supreme. So So why are we saying white supremacists? They like to be called white supremacists because they think that because supremacists mean you supreme. So we got to stop calling them. We got to stop calling them white supremacists. That's why that name keeps sticking around from generation to generation, because they're not trying to get rid of that label, white supremacist. Till we tell them, no, you're not no white supremacist because you're not supreme. You just a straight redneck cracker. And guess what? You know what? And equality, don't say we're going to be equal to them. No, you would never be equal to me and mine. See, that's, we got the wording out here. Said, you know what I'm saying?
I don't agree. My point is that we will never be equal to them in their eyes, no matter how much.
No, that what eyes? No, but no. I hear you, my sister. But what I'm saying is, when we say these things out of our mouth around these them, then we say we're not gonna be never equal to you or to yours. No, you gotta say, listen. This how I talk. I've been talking like this. I've been in civil rights since I was a teenager, because God just, for whatever reason, he put me into civil rights. You know why? Let me tell you. Because I'm Puerto Rican, but I was not raised in my Puerto Rican family. I was raised and adopted by two black people, a mother and a father that raised me from 2 weeks old until I got to be an adult. And I saw, let me tell you why I got into civil rights, because I know my father was a black man, a really dark-skinned black man, hardworking black man. And I see how he was an older man. You see what I'm saying? And at a young age, I see how my father, when he get around the Caucasian, he would get a little timid and stuff. And I made up in my mind, I said, you know what? That black man right there is my father. That's my daddy. He not my seed that made me, but he raised and he loved me. And then at that point, I told my daddy, and I'm a young girl, I said, Dad, let me tell you something. Them people not no better than you. Your money the same. You pay your bills the same. You are a man the same. But guess what? I had to speak up for my mom and dad, because guess what? They were in an era where they were oppressed and they were suppressed, and they didn't know no different. And I made up in my mind a long time ago that I would never, ever let nobody, I don't care where you come from, I don't care what color your skin is, I don't care how much money you have, because you don't know what's in my bank account either. You don't know what my house got in. You don't know nothing about me unless it's what I tell you or show you. So I tell all the time, listen, until we as a people start knowing that we were really for real born from the kings and the queens, if you think about that, that's true. Because why is it that we keep on enduring the pain and the pain, and we keep on growing and growing, and our population keep growing? We're not going nowhere.
The Bible say a lot of things that need to happen before all of this growth and positivity happen. That's what I'm saying. Deuteronomy 28 tells us what's happening to us. We're farming land that doesn't belong to us.
Yes.
All these Indian niggas, all these people we say that got this and they made it, they making it for other people. They're not making it for themselves. If LeBron James would look at you like you were crazy if you told him to start his own league.
Mm.
He would. Mm. He would look at you like you were insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know,
Look, they bought us for money in the beginning, and they buying us for money now. Ain't nothing changed.
You know what? He's so deep and he's so real. Let me tell you, that's what I just got you saying about the Mobile, Alabama. You got people that have risen from poverty, but they taking everything and they're keeping it for themselves, and Steph is with it. If guess what? If we learn to get our success and our money, but not saying go broke behind people, not saying not to survive and take care of your family, none of that. I'm saying if you got enough to share, we should be out here in the community. If somebody's standing in the line behind me and I got money in my pocket and I know I got my groceries or whatever, and I know that, look, maybe not even the person behind me, maybe the person next to that person behind me look like, you can tell when somebody look like they need some help. So what's going to stop me from saying, you know what, go ahead. I do this all the time. You know what, tell cashier, you see that person right there? They say, yes, ma'am. Go ahead and get that stuff. When they get up here, check that stuff out. Go ahead. I got that. See, these are the little blessings that we can do for people. You know, little things to make people start feeling hope in their bodies when they see other people trying. You know what I'm saying? It's not even a lot. And we just as selfish, because guess what? Some of our own people are the very things that are keeping some people down in our own culture, because they want to look down at them. Just because you
and
up here, you know
what
I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you this. JC would ask why are crabs be in the bucket.
Because people want to pull it.
Crabs in the bucket.
We've got to separate ourselves.
People
want to
pull each other back down. They feel somebody getting ahead of them.
Trill Hands Boxing Team just brought up a good fact. Pritchard has produced a lot of pro athletes.
Yeah.
Every time we try to build ourselves up, somebody's tore it down. So the thing is that we've got to get past all this. A lot of it is fear because you don't know what the white folks going to do to you next. So, people can say whatever they want to, but that's really what it boils down to is fear. Because if we realize how much power we have amongst each other, let me finish. Financial power we have amongst the black culture. There's nothing in the world stopping us except us. We don't need white folks' money. We drive the culture. We tell everybody what's cool. We tell everybody what's happening, and everybody follows our lead, but steals from us and waters it down and put it out there like they did it. So the thing is that we have our own black essence and magic amongst us. What we have to get past is the fear that we don't need them anymore. And that's the biggest thing. Two fears that white society has, that we don't need them anymore, or the fact that, we're going to turn. If we ever get in power, we're going to do the same thing they did to us. So those are the two biggest fears. So what are they going to do? They're going to do everything they possibly can to undermine, because we can say and stop all this positive blackness amongst us four people on this phone. But what's going to happen is you're going to find two niggas someplace in social media that's going down, they're going to piss on everything we talked about. So what we got to do
and
is
you know what,
out,
you know
those
what, and,
other
if, and guess what?
And telling them to shut the
and
hell
you
up.
Know what, and if they listen, they can kiss my ass and fuck them too. And I don't really cuss a lot, but that's what I got to say just in case they do, just for the future reference on down the line. And if they want to walk around here in fear and fearing, guess what? A white woman that is just a woman, or a white man that's just a man that got to go to the bathroom. We got to do everything the same. The only difference is our skin tone. So what we fear them for? For what? No, guess what? And if you really want to be honest, they are the ones that fear us because we have strength and power. That's why they keep on trying to keep us suppressed. Because I tell people all the time,
Is it fear?
Is what fear?
Is it fear?
Or is it assimilation
from either side?
I think it's assimilation.
It's not fear.
People get to a certain level, when they get to a certain level, they act like they get scared and they revert back to, the lowest part level of our society sometimes, or they just separate themselves completely and don't come back to the culture.
You say people. Now we're talking about white people here. When they get scared, they start killing shit. They start killing shit. So
they do.
Unless there ain't no genocides or mass murders going on openly, white folks ain't scared. I promise.
They
start killing folks.
What I meant by fear of us is I'm saying, why do you think they try so hard to go against the black culture? Because they know, really, if you want to be truthfully, physically, we are stronger. Honestly, mentally, we are stronger. Really?
Right.
We are the brand setters and the trendsetters. That's why they try to, like you said, assimilate. They want to assimilate us to a certain extent, but they don't want to be claiming that they black. You go to the beach and you want to be black. You go tan into the tanning salons. You get your hair braided up. Then this and that. You want to put our, black men penis in you and all this kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Because we know it's good. But what I'm saying is they want to do all that, but they don't want to say, oh, but we're white. Make up your mind. You know what I'm trying to say? Because guess what? But until we as a culture know who we are.
Being white is genetic mutation. White is a gene trait that is recessive. Black people are the beginning and the end. Being a white person is a genetic mutation in the genes. So we are already dominant. to them, and they know that. That's where the fear lies.
Yeah, we're dominant. That's my point.
If you look back, I think that was the reason for slavery. But we're talking about in 1400s.
Yeah.
The reason is not the same. Look, they make the bag off of all this culture and shit that we make.
They don't have an interest in getting rid of us right now.
They don't have an interest in getting rid of us right now because we're back in slavery.
You're right.
The only person tearing down black communities right now, the only people tearing down the black community right now, actively tearing it down are people like these fucking twins. Make a decision on it. I'll be right back. Black people are tearing our community down. Look at the baby. This Negro smiling. He got all his teeth showing, but he was looking pretty sad when them gay folks said he couldn't do his shows. As soon as he went and apologized, I want to know where he went and who he met and what he had to say or do.
Yeah, I want to know who he apologized to and who gave him the forgiveness so that he's no longer counting.
Right, because he back on the Rolling Loud tour and he got all them fake teeth showing. So, you see what I'm saying? This is the type of mentality that we have right now.
Look at this. I'm going to show y'all this, and I'm going to be right back.
I'm going to show y'all this. I gotta go get me a drink. Y'all, this is getting crazy. Hold on. But look at this. This is the type of shit I'm talking about.
Okay. Yeah.
I had to log in and take a screenshot, y'all. I cannot
he
make
gotta
this
get
shit
him
up.
A drink.
And really stole them said, like their front.
He said, so DP had to get him a drink.
He's just a baby. He don't know no better. He got him some silver cap, and he think that's the cool thing to do.
because he's probably rotten, he don't understand, you know, the rappers have to think he's doing some good, it's definitely a generation that we have to, I don't know, the generation that you're dealing with now, I guess it's because they're like the old saying that babies have that babies that have babies. So you know what I'm saying? So and then a lot of
not,
is,
my friend had a girlfriend that was a grandmother at 28. She had a child at 14 and then her daughter had a baby at 14. So by the time she was 28, she was already a grandparent. That's really a big intricate part of the puzzle here
because you have the young people. They had the babies. They don't know. You know, they're not even fully developed themselves.
Right.
So they not. So how can you raise a baby if you're still a baby? And they are, you know, that really is a great problem. That's a part of the biggest problem. You know, hopefully, you know I'm hoping and praying that, and I think, honestly, if you really want my opinion, I really think 5 years from now, I think this is going to all be turned around, and I think black people are going to be so dominant and powerful, even in their own culture and their own cities and states. I just feel it's right now we're going through this. It's like we're going through this situation right now.
Let me ask you this. What do you think is going to be the turning point that's going to make this a reality in 5 years?
What do you think is going to happen for black people to evolve? Honestly, let me tell you what I do know and I have seen just even in this city of Mobile, even though it's crazy right now, but what I did see, believe it or not, during the COVID crisis, during the pandemic, I saw a lot of young people that, you know, at that time we all had to sit at home, right? Like, you know, think about that year we had to really sit at home. It was curfews, mandates. It was this. Even now, I've seen a lot of people become entrepreneurs, and they're still doing it. I've seen a lot of people saying, you know what? It's sort of like I believe that the pandemic biblically really happened for a reason. I believe that because we, even myself and others, we had to actually sit down and look at our lives and look at our families and build with our families and get tighter with the people because of the pandemic. People are dying right in front of you. You know what I'm saying? So I think the dynamic was set up for that not from man, but from God, that the that pandemic is definitely ordained from Christ. I believe that. But I've seen a lot of entrepreneurship. People, when we did start getting back into society, they started wanting to, you know, going back to trying to go to school, you know, bonding. So right now, I think we just have a society, a small amount of society that still were left out because they were already lost. The lost are the lost. But I believe that from what I've seen and what I do see, people are really tired of the drama. I think the drama queens are tired of being drama, and I think the men, the young boys, I believe, you know, because if you think, let me tell you something. Have you noticed on social media? I don't know if it's just me.
They queens too.
Have y'all noticed? You want to tell him what we're talking about, because he's gonna be wanting to know.
I was listening.
But let me ask. Mm-hmm. Have you guys really noticed, or is it just me? Because I am nosy. I tell people I'm a Facebook lurker. I'm so nosy. I just nosy. I'm just nosy on the Facebook. I don't say much, but I look and I learn a lot. So, because I think that's the point. So, have y'all noticed that kind of the generation that they call it the cancel culture, whatever? Have y'all noticed that?
Yeah.
Even on social media, people not really chiming in on like the Real Housewives of Atlanta myth or rappers, and it seems like they're declining in popularity. And then not only let's talk about Travis Scott and this Astro World thing that happened. Let me tell you, that's a whole nother situation, you know.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Yeah.
I heard that. I heard it last week. I was trying to get on there, but I was too late. But my thing is, I believe that in 5 years, I believe the black culture is going to be so phenomenal. I think this crime is going to go down severely. I just feel something like that is going to take a transition that is going to be like, wow, how did it go from that to this? I really feel like, you know,
hey, ladies and gentlemen, got another caller in the building, so we're going to go on call.
Okay.
Yo, you're on the big mic drop. Who we got? You in the mosh pit. Be careful.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do? We got that guy in the house. What it do? What's happening?
What it do? Man, you hadn't even been shooting your shots tonight, man. I'm disappointed with you. You ain't pulled the pistol out not one time tonight. There we go.
Hey, Nah, I got something special for the end. I've been holding back on the shots because I'm saving ammo.
I got kind of nervous on that one.
What's on your mind, brother?
Well, I'm totally enjoying the show. I'm enjoying the show tonight. I like the fact that everybody's being interactive. But I think we need to get back to the subject, though. The subject was never dealt with tonight.
Right. We got to deal with the subject. Like I said, that's why I was trying to. Go ahead.
I'm just saying. I think the subject need to be dealt with. And what's tonight's question?
How you know the subject not dealt with if you don't know the question?
I know exactly what the question is, but I was asking a question. If you would let me finish my thought.
Okay. I apologize.
Thank you,
ma'am. Young brother. You're welcome.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Y'all,
you're welcome.
Y'all like a married couple.
Hey, that's why they call
it. Oh, really? See, that's you go putting people together online.
Why they call it back? Go ahead, man.
The whole reason why I was saying let's get back to the subject, because that really needs to be dealt with, because you have to look at the mentality of the city as it's going on as of now, and it's a lot of people getting famous and getting a lot of followers behind them. You know, I hate that a lot of these people that's making money now and getting fame don't have OGs. Not even just OGs, the parents and stuff. I mean, you have to be mindful that people are following you, man. You have
that's
a responsibility
true.
To uphold, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear you. You have a responsibility to uphold yourself to a certain standard, and they just don't. It's not being adhered to. Period. That's the problem.
Yeah,
nobody's told them. Like I said, what you found with these girls, what you found is these young ass, not even old enough to really drink, probably can't even halfway take care of yourself right. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Mm.
They putting batteries in the backs of men to go take lives and shit.
Well,
this girl
can
put the battery in the back of her daddy. Let's talk about the simps involved in this situation. The simp enablers. Let's talk about the simp enablers.
I want them to be reprimanded without being counseled. I would like them to be reprimanded without being counseled.
The influence isn't valuable. They haven't brought anything of value to the culture. What have they brought of value to the culture?
Yeah, I totally agree.
That's what needs to be weighed. Now it's different.
But that's my point. That's why I would like to see them reprimanded without being counseled. I would like to give them the opportunity to bring something to the culture. I would like them to be reprimanded and punished for what the damage that they have caused. But I don't want to counsel them to the point where they don't have a chance at a future.
Well, that could involve jail time if they really had to be held accountable for what they've been involved in.
And it may.
That really could. I mean, we're not talking about that. We're just talking about where we as a society are going to draw the line. I don't give a fuck about what a 21-year-old girl talking about. I'm going to be honest. I don't care. There's nothing a 21-year-old girl can tell me. The only thing a 21-year-old girl can do is ask me for help on something.
But, Mike, what about we gotta give them a chance to become 41 and be influential. That's why I don't want to see them canceled.
They got to give themselves a chance to become 41 and influential. We need to make sure these two-year-olds could turn three.
They should be reprimanded.
Hey, I'm going to cut the rope, let the dead man fall. I get what y'all saying, reach down in the mud and pull people up. Some holes, need to be kicking them holes, and dirt need to be put over your head. And done. Cut the rope, let the dead man fall.
You know,
if you're not bringing anything of value to the situation, you need to get the fuck on.
But at this point, do we really know that those allegations that it was her gun? Do we know that this is true yet?
We don't even know if that's true, but your name coming up in too much shit. Like your mama used to do back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
If your name started coming up in too much shit,
you might not have been doing nothing,
but if you always there when something getting done, you're getting your ass whooped.
You
know what I'm saying?
You're not lying.
As a witness or somebody in the scene in another police report. It don't matter if you ain't do nothing.
Yeah.
You catching that L, bro.
Yeah.
What happened to the day?
You know,
was up in line like that? Why is this so wrong? Why are grown people running around talking about, I don't want to be a hater? This nigga's my age, some of them don't want to hate. You don't want to hate. What? You playing the games of the old niggas?
I've never heard you get that excited to hit that note like that, Mike.
Honestly, to tell you as a female, let me tell you what's integral and what's important about this conversation about the ladies, because, me and Ronnie, we females, but I would say this, you know what it really starts with? The mother, just like a male start with the father. So guess what? So you know what happened? These young ladies, they obviously didn't come from a home where they were taught to be ladies, to be classy, to have education, this and that and the other. And guess what? They probably don't have no high self-esteem. You know, let me tell you what they do. You know, they have like Cardi B, because I love Cardi B. You know, they got the Nicki Minaj. They got, this and this. And so then what they want to do, they start. So, hey, it is what it is. But what I'm trying to tell you, I'm a mature woman.
Well,
I can handle,
I got to stop you there. I got to stop, because I can't just let you say that and just keep going.
Why do you love Cardi B? I will let you know why I do like Cardi B. First of all, I would say this, you know. I'm going to say it because, you know, I respect her because of her struggle that she did come through. But, you know, Cardi B was a little stripper, this and this and that and the other. But Cardi B made her way and did her thing from when people had her down in the gutter and had her down. And I said she wasn't nothing but trash. That's what they did say. And I heard people say that because she even hit
the school. Could she not go to school?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me finish. She could go to school. Yes, she could. But however, she went into the rap game. She's successful. Guess what? But hold on. Let me finish. But now she's platinum, this and that. She earned all those things. But listen to this. She's a married woman. She has two children. She's doing her thing as a artist, okay? But guess what? The first thing she do now is a dedicated wife and a mother to her children. So I respect her for her honesty of her career. She work hard for that. I don't care if it is her singing, whatever. Okay, she doing her thing as a mom, dedicated as a mom, as far as I can see, and her husband. Okay, but my point to the young girls, that's the part they don't see her. They don't open their mind deep enough to see her.
And that's what makes her deceptive.
Because Cardi B tells young girls not to do that. She definitely tells young girls. How can you tell somebody
not to follow in your footsteps? How can you tell a poor, starving girl in the street not to follow in your footsteps, but yet you throwing your fucking money in her face every time you turn around? Let's talk.
Okay, but wait, my brother. Let me finish. Now you listen to me because I'm an educated person. I'm telling you,
I don't really need the Cardi B biography.
The point is,
all right, so
hold on. The point is, I said that, guess what? It started with their mothers not making them
one
have
One at a time.
I don't even know how we got on Cardi B. I despise that woman.
I didn't get on Cardi B. My point was it starts at home with the young girls not having the mother figure, okay, obviously. So then there what happened, they start looking at they want to be like Nicki Minaj or they want to be like Kim Kardashian or whoever, whatever. They look at these other people that are up here that they will never probably be like, will never live that lifestyle, and then they get caught up in their mind, and they want to try to do this. You want to show out for your friend. Oh, I got this. And living in poverty. The point is, they come from a home that they obviously did not have any self-esteem, no growth,
hey,
how to be mature.
Are you going to have to really sift through this before we take care of the two-year-old kid that's fighting for his life right now? Fuck them girls.
I'm being honest. They fucked up. That's all I'm saying. Why do we have to articulate all of these facts
instead of saying, y'all fucked up, get the fuck on. Excuse my French. But that's what
I'm saying. We talked for hours about
why we need to give them a chance. We ain't talked 2 minutes about the two-year-old.
I'm saying obviously the foundation they came from was not solid. Now, neither was Jeffrey Dahmer's foundation. I'm not making no excuse for the baby.
Should we cancel these women or not?
Let me say what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the two-year-old's mother fight. I want to find out why was the mother when this two-year-old grabbed that gun?
I don't know.
Because the mother has to be held accountable. I'm going to be honest.
No, she doesn't. Yeah. Because if I don't know you have a gun in your purse and you come in my house and you left your gun, am I supposed to pass you down when you come in my house? Am I supposed to pass you down when you come home?
She knows the reputation. She knows my grandmother held me responsible for the company that I kept. And if you know that the caliber of these women that you dibble and dabble with, you know what you're bringing home, you kind of got to keep an eye on your kids.
Look, man.
I mean, I'm not blaming the mother.
Y'all are falling into the proverbial trap And well, I, and well, I hate
no, no,
to
no,
say
no.
this.
Actually,
I hate
wait
to
a
say
minute,
this.
Hold on.
No, yeah. It's the big mic drop.
Actually, Alabama has a law that says guilty by association. That means if you are in a guilty by association, is a law in Alabama. That means if I'm riding somewhere with you and I might be sitting there drinking my Pepsi or something, you go in there, start doing some crazy shit, come back, get in the car with me, I don't know shit what's going on. Guess what? They're going to put me in jail, charge me the same thing that you did because I'm with you. That's Alabama law,
hey,
guilty by association.
Now, matriarchal power, now me and you were doing good, the mother's rise up thing. That's not the problem. The problem is this. This is the problem.
Yeah.
The problem is men aren't stepping up and making these women get in the space to raise a family. A family is not meant to be led by a woman.
Yeah.
If it has to be, yes, then you have to do it. But we keep going with this thing, like women can just take the lead and, you know, we just going to follow. When you follow, you wind up in prison like
the
nigga that got
the
wrong address from the 10 and went and shot the 74-year-old. If you take an order from a woman,
she's
a fan. You see what I'm saying? We are the head of this.
I agree.
So let's get to the real deal issue of it.
Yeah. I definitely agree.
Let's get to it. The stepfather was a simp. My stepfather wasn't going to go into no situation half cock with no half ass information from a 21-year-old. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The boyfriend that went and shot the other dude was a simp. If we could start really putting these people in place and start divvying this up, we can get over the problem. But one thing about me and most men like me, we about order.
Yeah.
Order is the void of feeling. I don't care about them girls.
Yeah.
And she said it's a family issue, not just mothers, but no, notice you said matriarchal power, mothers rise up first. What the fuck a mother got to rise up for? Father rise up.
I totally agree.
Where they have to rise up, and excuse my French, I'm not cussing at you, I'm cussing to you.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I agree with what you're saying.
He was misled. They brought that man to his death.
No, I agree with what
you're
saying.
Because you were being led by your 21-year-old child. Is that not a problem?
I believe in what you just said because I am a true believer that if you are in a relationship, and now let me say this also. I am a very strong person and an independent woman, but I tell you what. I'm not going to be with no man that can't lead because you're right. A man is supposed to lead. The Bible tells you the man that has – see, the problem with a lot of us women there, want to have our mouths, because I know I talk a lot, but you know what? I'm not going to sit here and over-talk and overpower the man that I love because guess what? If that man is a man, he's supposed to have the last say so. He's supposed to make the deciding factor of whatever the end decision is, even if I don't agree. I agree with that. The problem with us black women, we don't want to be submissive, like as if submissive is a bad thing. Now, that does have to be worked on in this culture. I totally agree with that.
Y'all have totally become the front line for white women's battle. That was a white woman's battle.
No, I haven't. No, not y'all. Maybe
black,
some.
Feminism was a white woman's battle. Black women just took up the flag and went.
That's true.
Because there was
that's
no patriarchy
true.
In the black community. There's never been a patriarchy in the black community.
Yeah. Now, I agree with that.
It's to the point now where you have to make up shit about our grandfathers and great-grandfathers beating and abusing and raping all the women, which wasn't going on.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Right, it wasn't.
You see
it
how
wasn't.
It is? Patriarch. The number is 515-605-9708. I mean, let's talk about the real deal because this is where the conversation was really supposed to go.
Yeah.
Let's
talk
about how we
build
society and how we look at society. I'm a sociologist. I don't know if anybody knows that.
Okay.
That's what I got
my
degree.
No, I didn't know that, but that's a great
criminal justice
and
history.
That's a deep subject. That's a deep subject because you're culturally diverse. And inclined to know each aspect of each culture and society and environment. I got you. That's definitely an admirable degree to have. And a lot
of
people don't have that degree.
No, that's why I do what I do. A lot of people don't have the platform. And I'm going to make mm-hmm. this matter. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad y'all are joining me, and I'm glad everybody's engaged. G Green, are you still there?
Right.
Gary. Did Gary go?
Yo, I'm still in the house. Still in the house. I'm listening.
Oh, what's up, man? Yeah, G Green. Uh-oh. I think we got Matriarch on the line. Okay, so we about even up. We got three women in mosh pit. You're on a big mic drop. Who we got?
This is Ashita Beta, the matriarchal power that's in the turn feed. What up and what it do to everybody?
What's up? Jump in this mosh pit.
All right,
what's
so
on your mind?
Coming through with a little bit of different energy, right? And see, because only because, Mike, you addressed me. You said matriarchal power. Okay, so here's the deal.
I need to hear.
Based on the conversation piece at the moment, yes, they were talking about mothers being accountable for what their children are doing in the streets. So, yes, mothers must rise up and be accountable for those things. So that's too much for me to type in the timeline. I ain't going to do all that. But so I'm going to come on and explain what I meant when I said that. Now, we done already talked about how the matriarch is set up, and it's the village that it takes to raise a child. And I just said it to somebody the other day, when you have issues in your family or you want something to be known across the family, you don't go to grandpa, you go to grandmama. You go to the head of the family, which is the matriarch. But here's the deal. We ain't even talking about that. I just wanted to clarify.
Family, hold on. We got to stop. Hold on. Don't go so fast.
Mike, agree with it. We wanted something to get done. We didn't tell our granddaddy. We told our grandmama, then she talked to granddaddy when they went to picket that night, and she got done that way.
No, granddaddy was going to make grandmama do it, so y'all just skipped over the chain of command.
Because granddaddy brought everything home to grandmama so grandmama can handle it, and granddaddy was the one who laid the law down and enforced the law that grandma had already set in the room.
I get it. I get it. That was grandma.
Hold on.
Grandma was a hell of a woman. Go ahead.
I think that has to deal with different cultures now, because in my culture, we always went to the father or the grandfather.
You would come on
the Wait a minute. I think that depends on the culture, because I'm Puerto Rican, and see, and the Latino families, not just Puerto Rican, Spanish, Mexican, or whatever, grandmother would used to. Well, I'm sorry. I'm just telling you what I know let me speak, Lee. I didn't interrupt you. Well, I didn't mean to upset you or anything, but may I finish speaking?
I'm gonna stay in my lane, and I'm gonna allow you to stay in your lane, because you come over here crash and burn.
Well, no, you're not allowing me. You're asking me.
No,
you're not
my
mom.
What I'm doing is allowing you to keep them open.
I'm going to mute both y'all at one moment.
My fans can't.
She's aggressive.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm not the type of woman.
God damn.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Just take it back. Hold on. Take it back. Puerto Rican, in all fairness. Right. Sabrina? Okay.
Yes.
Maybe the black conversation ain't something you should be in on as far as the culture is concerned. Because we won't really necessarily be able to go in on Puerto Rican culture and talk about it.
Can I ask you a
question?
She said she was Mexican.
Y'all got to work this out at the World Cup. If you Puerto Rican and you Mexican, this is the World Cup.
Quiet and yield to my voice at the moment. She said what she had to say.
You know what? I don't do that.
Go ahead,
Matriarch. I don't do that.
Let Matriarch talk. Matriarch, make your
point. They're black.
Matriarch, you came to make your point.
All right, so I just wanted to come on really just to address what I meant when I said mothers rise up. And I, like I told you before, when we spoke about it, it does not negate the father from mothers rising up. And why I said that is because mothers do have to be accountable. And this is something that the corrupt system that we all exist in today has taken away, the right of a mother, where they don't feel that they have the need to be accountable, because the system, the education, the miseducation system of indoctrination has taken over that role of being accountable, which is why all our children are going into these doggone prison systems. From the
I'll say this, though. Matriarch, let me push back a little bit, because black women do tout being the most educated.
Well, when education means nothing, when it ain't being applied, especially when we ain't building generational wealth.
Hey, I'm
what
with
is education?
Here's what black people have to understand as a culture, baby. We have to understand that the culture starts with the man.
If we
have a culture that just doesn't value men.
Well, you're
even
absolutely right about that.
Even the men don't value manhood. Even the men don't value manhood.
I agree. I agree. There's a
lot
of work that we all
have to
get
no
help together.
They want long, spooky braids. You know what I'm saying? They want to be like their mamas. They want to act like their mamas. And then when it's a gun, because they feel like their little dick hanging, now you don't know what to do with your dick because you don't know what to do with your dick because you was raised by your mama. She can't tell you what to do with a dick.
You're right.
You see what I'm saying?
That's what they're doing.
They fucking them. You say what? Hold on. Go back to that. You say somebody say fuck.
These little kids don't
even know what it means to be a man. This is the whole problem,
right?
And I started to
coming together to show this.
Where have y'all put the men?
The system is against the entire family.
Never been in the system, and my ex-wife took me to hell with my son. No, they're not. These are people like me. These are my friends.
What do you mean by the system? What do you think I mean by the system?
What do you mean by the system?
I mean every system in which we're operating under, the economic system, the education system, the government system, all of those systems in which operate around us and dictate the lives that we live if we subject ourselves to it. Most people don't even understand diplomatic sovereignty. I ain't even going to go that deep. I'm just saying people don't even understand how to operate in their sovereignty. That's why they're subject to the system, whatever that system is. The system is
Don't get a brother shot trying to claim diplomatic sovereignty with a cop who don't know the law tonight. So let's do that. But let's talk. Let's talk for real. What about this? Can we do? What can we do about it?
What can we do about it?
If a person is an alcoholic and they keep blaming the bar for them being an alcoholic, you see what I'm saying? You know where I'm going with this?
That's a totally different thing because people make personal choices. The system isn't the end-all, be-all.
It's a series of systems that lead a person to the system. the original fundamental system, the family, the original fundamental system, the family, the father, the mother, the children. Now, how many women out here go with that? Now, I just had this woman tell me, she's an independent woman. Do you really know what independence means? Do you know what independence means? It means by yourself. It means you are by yourself. You are by yourself. Independence means by myself. I am self-sufficient.
I'm talking about independence.
I'm talking about Sabrina. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about
the conversation.
Let Mike finish. Please. I've listened to everybody talk. I've listened to everybody not get to the goddamn point. Everybody's blaming somebody else, which means we can't do nothing about it. Even some of my homeboys do this. Call in the show because we want to blame the government. We want to blame the same government that we won't motherfucking get out and vote for. We got an excuse for that shit, too. Niggas want to vote for their local. I don't want to hear about Joe Biden or nobody. You ain't voting Ashley Rich out the motherfucking building. And she taking niggas down through that. Y'all can't get Ashley Rich out that motherfucker.
Not Ashley Rich.
Let's talk. You want to engage the real one? Engage the real one tonight.
Yeah.
Everybody want to talk about. Everybody want to talk about blaming shit on people that they not gonna do nothing to.
Hold on, Michael.
So what
can I
else,
say this? When
so
I
what
say,
other option do we have? What other option do we have? Because everybody's telling me and articulating why we don't have options. Why can't we counsel these two helpers? Let's talk about that. Why has not one woman on this show said counsel them? Like Nino Brown, counsel them.
Well, I
remember
can't,
Nino Brown on damn New Jack City pouring the champagne, counsel this bitch, G-Money.
I'm going to tell you why I didn't counsel them, Mike, because at my age, I have been their age, and I have done lots of things against what my mother and grandmother have wanted me to do, and I feel like everybody deserves another chance.
Ronnie,
I know these girls have had one or two
But you
chances.
Were not on social media spreading that same behavior, and you weren't an influencer.
How many bodies do you got in the process of learning yourself?
So the fact that I have no bodies leaves me in a position not to be able to judge because I have not been in that situation.
Exactly.
What I will say, not as a woman, but as a mother, I just cannot counsel girls that age because I know they have so much life ahead of them. I feel like they should be reprimanded for all the wrong that they have done, but I can't counsel them at such a young age because I don't know what the future holds for them.
Hold on one sec.
Look
Shana,
at Judge
Matthews. Shanalika
Bannon. We in the middle
are
of a battle. We've got to quit.
Are you the Crimson Cure? Because I feel like she's talking like the Crimson Cure on here. If somebody just said we need to get her on here, the Crimson Cure need to come on here and talk to y'all ladies, man.
I don't know who the hell that is.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Can I say this? Let me explain one thing, if I can clear this up. When I say independent, yes, I am an independent woman, and that means I can think for myself, I can speak for myself, I can make life choice decisions. However, if you listen to me, I did say that the man is the head of my life and my household who I have in my life and have for many, many years, and he makes the choices when it comes to his children, myself, and this family we have, choices, bills, whatever it is, because he's also retired from the United States Air Force, and I would not be with a weak man because I had a strong father figure. So I would not be with a weak man, and I believe, and I, if I say independent, I want to say it. Yes, I was born. Let me revise this when I say it so it wouldn't be confused. Wait a minute. Let me finish. We're talking about the young lady.
Let's talk about this. Hold on.
I'm talking about the young lady now.
I need you to do this. You may be a one-off, but I want to talk about I want to talk about the definition of independent. See, this is another issue we're having in the community. We don't know what words mean. Independent. Free from outside control.
Well, okay, independent.
Hold on. I'm reading the definition.
Okay.
I'm reading the definition. Independent, the word, English word that we're using, right? Free
right.
from outside control. Not depending on another's authority. Not depending on another for livelihood or subsistence. That means you are by yourself. Words mean something.
Well, you can take that word, you know, it does say that, but that does, okay, when I go to work
career. That's the word.
Then my husband,
hold on.
It's a definition, but you can mingle with that word because what word would you use then? Tell me what word you're going to use so when I make choices that I have to make that my husband cannot make. If I go to work and I'm got on my uniform or a nurse or whatever, my husband can't be there to make an independent choice for me because he's not inclined for that career that I'm doing. He has no knowledge of it, so he cannot do it for me. What word would
you
use to say I am independently?
You sound like my kid wanting to get credit for cleaning his room.
No, we're talking about the word.
You, as a person,
okay, but what word you saying don't
you? You were born with your own brain.
Right. You just said I'm independent.
Everybody born with their own brain.
Right.
Everybody's born with their own brain. So why are we making it such a big deal? But why are we making it such a big deal? Because you thinking for yourself. That ain't nothing. No kudos. Okay, you're supposed to be thinking for yourself.
No. We're talking about the word. No, but you're trying to maneuver. You just maneuver the word as though we can't say it. As though we cannot say it. But
you can say it, but the word means what the word means.
But we have to be independent thinkers on our own a lot of times because we can't have other people, even our spouses, making choices in certain scenarios. That's an independent thinker and an independent doer.
That's not including my husband. But that's
okay.
Nothing special. When you're not around your husband, yeah, you're going to have to make decisions on your own. That's what I'm saying. That's why are we using these words?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to say this. Yeah, you still on. What's the problem? What's going on? What's up?
Because I want to say this real quick. Because, see, when you say the word, when you're looking at independency, that doesn't mean that we don't need other people.
The word independent means you don't need other people.
Okay,
I'm
you
not
can say glossy
into
that definition. You can say glossy into that definition, but it's a word that carries ambiguous meaning.
No, it doesn't.
Everything is
y'all
ambiguous.
Gave it ambiguous meaning. No,
between
y'all
the
gave it ambiguous meaning.
The you ain't going to be the fused things, and things have to be fused, and that's what I'm trying to
Thank
say
you
here. You're talking about
Thank
a solution, but you have a negative connotation on the word independence rather than see it for what it is. I'm sitting here, I'm on this conversation, I'm on this phone independently. Mm-hmm. There's no one holding the phone for me. There's no one using my voice box to make these words come out. It is me. I'm independently thinking to say what I'm saying and be where I am and in the mood or in the vibration that I am in right now. There's no one physically here assisting me with those functions.
Right.
Look, I'm the only one who read out the definition.
I'm the only one
who read out the dictionary.
You,
so
you
everybody else
the
is using it for their own purposes. But let
Wait a minute. You read the definition, but that's a broad. But that definition is a broad.
No, that is the goddamn definition. It's not a broad definition. It's a goddamn definition. Hold on.
Hey.
I'm putting y'all.
This is the issue right here. We always running into stagnation. Everybody's arguing about different points of view, and we're not staying on track. That's the whole problem right there.
I don't think we're arguing. I think we're debating. I wouldn't say arguing.
We're not
debating, arguing. We're not on track.
Whatever we're doing. No, y'all didn't want to talk about the twins. Y'all wanted to talk about your fucking
self. I've
already talked about the twins.
Can I ask you this then? Can I ask you a question, please? So,
you know,
you're saying counsel the young ladies or what have you, right? So, in my mind, I'm sitting here thinking like, okay, they're doing some reckless, ignorant things. We all agree on that, of course. So if I can think back when like Ronnie said, when I was young, you know, I did some dumb shit. I didn't do nothing to the extent of just doing some real whacked out, getting in some deep trouble stuff. But what I can say is I was close to doing it before in my life, being young, being reckless, not thinking maturely. So if that was the case, what if the people that's still behind me, even in my ignorance, even as doing reckless teenage stuff, what if they would have forgotten about me and counseled me out? Would I be the successful person that I am today without that support or without someone, you know, stepping in to say, hey, you know, this is not what it is? So I don't think that we it's fair to us to say to counsel anybody, honestly. We can say we can pray for that person, try to help that person, or get some kind of way to maneuver them getting some positive help. I don't know, but I don't think that I would counsel, because who am I to say that I can counsel a human being out or cast them out?
Okay.
All I've simply asked
is for y'all to take the influence away from these girls.
Thank
and y'all
you.
Can't
even
can
save everybody.
How can we do that?
All
how
I simply
can we
ask is
we
y'all take the influence away from these girls. We talked about their mamas, their grandmamas, Sojourner Truth, all the black women, the goddamn, whatever.
Well, let me put it like this. I would see how they reacted if they were reprimanded and if they learned their lesson. I would give them a second chance after they were reprimanded. I wouldn't let them be reprimanded and then say, fuck y'all, and talking to the wolves. I would let them do jail time and come. Once you've done your time, you've done your debt to society. I would let them do their debt to society, and then I would still leave the opportunity open for them to still have a chance in the future.
Anybody can come.
Somebody means that you don't give them any future opportunity. I just can't see myself doing that to another young woman.
All I'm saying is, do they deserve the influence?
No.
I ain't got no daughters. I don't even know why I'm having this conversation.
Let me ask you this. How do you suggest that we help them, since you are a man and you think that we know how to help them or counsel them or this and that? Because the question is how do you suggest that they stop getting all this attention? Because I don't know the answer to that, because I don't run social media.
They need to be removed.
Go ahead.
It's the head of the household. That's who it is. It's the men that's got the uplift. It was behind, I said in the comments, the men have got to come together to lead the force. Behind every great man is a great woman.
Exactly.
I couldn't even lead y'all on the definition of independence.
Oh, no.
No,
wait a minute. Don't answer. Oh, wow.
No. I couldn't even leave y'all on the definition of independence. We couldn't even
agree.
Look.
Well, we're back on track talking about the twins, so I just asked you, what is your solution? Let's talk about the twins again. What is the solution since we have talked about the stuff out of the
what the solution was. I told you what the solution was. Y'all don't want to listen.
Well, there you go.
Cut the rope.
Let the
dead man fall. Cut the rope. Let the dead man fall. Where do I come from?
No, where that lady come from?
I don't know. She says she stay in Mobile. This is a mom.
Are you talking to me about me?
This is Mobile. Everything is
251. I'm from Texas, but I live here in the city of Mobile, Alabama. This is where I live.
I know you, but I think you commented on something on my Facebook one time, and I had already addressed you.
You might have it if it's somebody that likes it. Listen, I'm not with no drama, but if I said something, that's what I
mean. No,
what I say,
I mean.
I
don't know who you are.
Okay, well, then that's who I am.
Lady.
Listen, this ain't no time for no. Listen.
No, it's a time.
Oh my God.
Mr. Mike, can we have a meet, please?
Yeah, she on some hate, some bump going on. It sounds like she needs some counseling.
Yeah, man. Let's go on.
I don't know why she just come sideways, because I'm good over here. I'm peaceful over here. We just having a nice outdoor conversation. We're having an outdoor conversation about some young ladies
absolutely.
Going out
I'm
to
the
outdoor.
I cook for my children, and I came on in my spare time to come
and
on here
great.
And converse with
and
you good
great.
People. And I got questions about
great.
Who you are, because you got so much
and I'm
to say.
I'm Sabrina Mass.
I know.
If you know me, you know my profile, and you know who I am in this city, then. So if I just move.
That's enough of that. They're gone
for a minute. They on mute. Jesus Christ.
Thank you, sir.
Jesus Christ. Goddamn. Amen. But this is why we can't even put together a good bake sale on the weekend. You see what I'm saying? Hey, we can't even get no baked goods on the weekend. Ladies, if you calm down, I will let y'all in. Y'all can't be attacking each other. Y'all doing more attacking than the men. I understand everybody passionate. I'm going to let y'all in one by one. Matriarch said the lady is an agent. Who's the agent? We didn't want
Sabrina.
No agents up in here.
No,
I didn't say she
Sabrina,
was an agent.
What I mean by that is she play on both sides of the field. And what I'm talking about
well,
is the change
of the lady, first of all, both sides of the fence. Wait a minute, hold on. Tell me, that's your opinion, Psycho. You must have some psychological issues, lady.
Matriarch.
Hold on, let me turn my TV off.
Matriarch. Hello? I guess she got up off of here.
Well, she should, because something's wrong with her.
Matriarch.
I don't even know why she came and where she's coming from.
I mean,
hold on, like I said,
y'all kind of went in on each other at the beginning as opposed to everybody.
No, I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything negative to this lady. We were just having a conversation and bloom, bop, bop. I mean, I'm good. I don't have any enemies and controversy out here in this
why
city.
Why did you say you were Asian?
I don't know why she said I'm Asian. Look at my profile. My picture's sitting right up there. Sabrina Mack, M-A-S-S. Go to Sabrina. Sabrina Mass. M-A-S-S.
Hold up. Did you say you was an officer, right?
Yes. You can look on my profile picture to tell you everything about me. In Mobile, Alabama, say it'll tell you everything about me. The commission I'm on, it'll tell you I'm a retired nurse. It'll tell you.
Okay, what's the profile again?
Sabrina, are you Puerto Rican and African American, or are you just Puerto Rican? I'm just curious.
I'm Puerto Rican. I'm Puerto Rican. My mom is Puerto Rican, and my dad is French and Black.
Okay.
I'm gonna say you're one of us, because once you got a little black in you, you black.
No, you got black in you.
Yeah, I'm black.
Hey, I'm definitely black.
What I'm saying is I don't say black because I have to respect my mother and father, both cultures.
I respect both cultures because two people
create a child, not just one side. And I respect that both aspects of my family.
I'm trying to understand your culture because you brought something to the show tonight. You were saying about your Puerto Rican culture and your black, about your grandmother being made. And I kind of feel the same way because whatever arises,
you know, the way it is, my mom or my grandmother, whatever, they don't want, they don't make no
decision. Are you still
there? They don't want you to. Yes, ma'am, I'm still here. I'm not going nowhere because I don't shy away from foolish. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm here. I'm just listening.
Did you put on my profile?
How do you say, why you say you're Asian, Ms. Matthew?
I'm not. Who said Asian?
I thought she had came back on.
I came back what? You thought what?
My bad. I thought Ms. Matthew was on.
Oh,
I don't know where she go, and I'm not even concerned right now. I'm just talking about the subject at hand because I don't have time. Listen, I've been out here for peace. I've been started in the peace. We have an engaging outdoor conversation.
Explaining themselves over and over again. You ain't took a breath yet.
Do I have to take a breath? Jesus gave me the life to, you know, to breathe.
Lord,
we have
mercy.
Oxygen. I pay for this. Well, ma'am, can I breathe oxygen? Do you have permission, lady?
Can you tell me what the hell she got going on, because I'm getting bored with the conversation at this point.
But you can hang up the phone.
I don't know.
I can't accept that out of an angry person's mouth.
Okay.
Is everybody on this line grown? If so, let's please act like it.
I definitely am grown.
Please. In saying so, let's get back on track. We're going to leave all this trivial stuff where it is. Excuse me. Can we please be grown about this? Y'all both are giving me a headache right now.
Hey man, it's one time over.
I know how to check people on this line.
Hey, I'm just asking, is wartime over? Can we have a peace treaty, lady?
Yeah, I'm
good.
Tell her I'm not good.
All right. I'm going to try to stop this. I don't even know how to stop these. All right. I think that's it.
Anyway,
right.
Ronnie, you still there? I just want to know if Ronnie's still there.
We all still here. We're trying to continue the show going, but y'all arguing. Y'all driving my ratings up, though. Thank you. That's not a good way to drive it up. Hey, look, I got an idea. We need to get you ladies together. I got a vision. Boxing ring, gloves. What's happening?
Oh, I win that, baby.
Uh-oh.
I told you my business. You can see my oxygen. You just heard her confirm my oxygen level is outstanding.
Hey, look, I appreciate y'all for joining the show.
Yo, he has live right there on this live broadcast, and I said that. Now, if you lie about this, what else is she lie about? Who is this lady?
Y'all have been awesome. Y'all have been awesome on here tonight, man. This has been by far the most interesting.
Sabrina Mass, a.k.a.
Hey.
Miss Texas.
Okay,
the finest
then.
Thing, walking around Mobile with the biggest real booty.
Hey,
Ronnie.
I'm here, but I'm confused. What just happened?
I don't know either.
Nothing. I don't know. I'm confused. I'm just talking because I'd be there, you know what I'm saying, be laughing at stuff.
You ain't got nothing else to do but to talk.
Hold on.
Yeah, you right. What you know what? Well,
Lord Jesus.
Wow.
Hold on. Chop got a question.
Wow.
Y'all, Chop.
Who
answer your question. Ask
the
question.
Booty? I'm just asking. I love your hair, Ronnie. I just want to know who got the biggest real booty.
Miss Texas. Miss Texas. Miss Puerto Rico.
Miss Texas.
Look,
get in my inbox.
Miss Puerto Rico.
Right now. We need to do a separate show.
Hey, Ronnie.
Well, that just lets you know where her focus is at.
It don't matter. It's my booty. God created that booty.
Get in my inbox right now.
You sure right. Keep flashing.
Hey.
I love your brew. Thank you.
We should be thankful for the blessings of the That's right.
Hey.
Bipolar. Wow,
hey,
that's
Rob
a
Davis
diagnosis of a drug. That's your doctor.
Hey,
wow, bipolar. So you're a doctor now?
That's my point.
I got to cut it short. Ronnie.
Don't cut it short. Let your ratings keep going up.
I got to cut it short.
Miss Texas, get in my inbox.
But look, but he asked us simple question. He asked a question.
Can you go?
What he did. Then he asked a question. Who be the
presentation of some
Hey, I might be, but you know,
can
I
we,
think the best things about me.
Can we discuss the independent talk, though? We need to kill that
independent. Well, we can, but I just want to ask him, did he not ask the question who got the biggest booty? And I answered the question.
I'm killing all this at this point. Y'all ain't got nothing about 5 minutes. Y'all got about five minutes to talk.
But your guest, listen, you have a guest on the line that asked who got the biggest booty, and it's very nice, and we got to ask the question. I did. So I don't know how that. How did that trigger? How did that trigger emotions? Because
she
might ask about a booty.
She ain't talking no shit. What is she doing? Who is she doing?
That's what I'm trying to say. See, she want to know who I'm doing because she want to do it.
I really don't care. I really don't care. I'm making a point.
I'm a little. You know, there's nothing wrong with being bold. I'm just getting suspect of your intentions. That's all I'm saying.
You gone, girl. You keep being bold, Sabrina. That's what you do.
I am. That's what I do in that Mobile. You know that. I'm very bold. I'm very bold. I'm not going
to
be dying
down. What do you bring to Mobile?
Girl, do you want to go have coffee in the morning? Because I'll pay. Would you like to go get Starbucks in the morning? We can have coffee.
Yeah.
I'll pay. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You almost made me call you out your name on this live broadcast. Don't play with me.
I was just asking if you want to go have a nice cup of coffee.
No, I said, what new do you bring to Mobile?
So now you can't, to the table.
To the seat.
What can I bring to what?
That's a fair question.
She didn't hear everything else, but she don't hear that. I said,
I can bring some coffee.
See how she plays you? I want y'all to know this is Sabrina. She holds a district seat in Mobile County, and she ain't doing nothing but fucking all the damn people up there to keep her position.
Say what? Say what?
You know what?
Let me tell you something. Hold on. Stop right there. Wait. Hold on. Wait a minute. Stop right there. Now, that right there, you're taking too far. I have a husband that I've been married to for 25 years in this place, and nobody in this city of Mobile, no man in Mobile can say they ever been in my pants besides Terry Bernard Mass. So now you have went now and defamed my character with your sickness.
Man,
you gotta
deal.
Now, wait a minute, hold on. By someone being on your show and her putting out some negative lies like this, that's not right there. Let me tell you something. The type of person I am, I don't care how big I am in the city and who I have on my team, guess what?
Yeah.
This is where we're going to draw the line. If you saw me face to face, you would not ever say anything like that to my face. I guarantee you that.
All right, let me end this right here. Right there, Mike.
No, because you're not putting no negative lies out there. Nobody in this city.
I'm cutting it. God,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, cut that now. Cut that. Set up the big booty box out.
No, we're going to leave that where that is.
We got to leave that. We had our fun.
Yeah.
Ladies, I appreciate y'all coming in. It was exciting. but we can't get to the point where we disrespect each other. I went on and took them up off of here. They calling me Mike Spring out this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Mike Spring. So, that's going to speak with you. Mike Spring.
Can you hear me, Franny?
Crazy.
Franny says she can't hear anything.
Mike Spring.
Hey, man.
Mike Spring.
Look, man. Yo, this shit was all the way off the rails tonight, man. But hey.
On the live show.
Yeah. But there it is.
Hey, Q said straight up, man. Q said this is a great society experiment. Yes, this was a sociological experiment to show why men need to be in leadership. That's each other. Fellas, I appreciate y'all for calling in. I know y'all didn't get a chance to say much, but this has been a crazy-ass show.
I think they cut our shit off.
I don't know what happened, man. Shit just got messed up. I'm on the screen now. I was actually off the screen still talking the whole time.
Oh, man, it was a great one, bro.
Sorry, Ronnie. There she go. Ronnie back on.
What happened?
Yeah, my ass wasn't looking right, man.
When you leave the
Mike,
studio,
you gotta
I can't
find
hear
a way to
comment.
End the show, man. Let's
oh, I got a way to end the show. Hey, man.
We got to go with the final thoughts, man.
Yeah, I'm going to hit y'all with the final thoughts, man, because like I say, it went off the line. I appreciate y'all fellas for calling. We ain't got enough time for y'all to get it in tonight because we about to go off on y'all, okay? So I'll talk to y'all on the back end.
You what's up?
What the fuck happened tonight?
I don't know. I was going to ask you, where did we go left? I don't understand what happened.
I just say we don't be going left when men call into the show.
I don't know what happened. I know we had Sabrina on the line, and then we had the new caller on the line, Matrug, right? That's her name?
Mm-hmm.
So we had Sabrina and Matrug. What happened? What triggered the argument between those two?
I have no idea. They just got on the phone and started arguing.
I don't know what Sabrina said.
I think it was the
Matrug
Puerto, I think old girl kept saying she was Puerto Rican, and then she tried to make a comment and roll link on the black situation. And I think that's where Matriarch got mad. But then Matriarch said she was Mexican. So then I really got confused.
And then somebody said she was Asian.
But my thing is this. I don't know. Is this Kamala Harris on the phone?
But you know what, Mike? Whenever somebody tells me that they're Puerto Rican or Dominican, the first thing I ask them, are you Puerto Rican and black or are you Puerto Rican? Because when you have a little bit of black in you, I consider you black. I mean, I do respect your Puerto Rican roots, but that's why I was asking her when she was saying that in her family, her grandmother was the matriarch. I kind of understand that because I had a grandfather, but we always went to our grandmother, and then she would talk to him. I don't know if they did pillow talk or what. That's why I was trying to understand what her culture was, and then we got matriarch on the line, and then they just clashed. I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened, but it made for some good entertainment tonight. I was just like, what the fuck?
But you know,
ladies and gentlemen. This is Mob Town. This is Mob Town.
But you should have sent them a StreamYard link so they can go at it live. Next time we get callers that argue, let's send them the link so they can talk to each other face to face.
Well, I think we got two new listeners out of this, man. So, like I said, I appreciate the ladies for joining us.
Sabrina, I enjoyed both of you ladies. Please continue to follow us, like, share, and tune in next time we're on. We're on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Hey, Amber said tornado went down tonight.
Amber, I don't know what went left.
Chop said we got to get them back on.
We got to send them a stream yard link.
Hey, man, we need to get them in a ring. Like I said, if any of y'all were going to let them go to coffee in the morning with each other without getting some footage, I was going to fucking kick off to somebody's ass, man.
Mike, did we resolve anything? Are we canceling the twins or are we not? Did we resolve anything?
Oh, I canceled the twins. The twins, in my opinion, and this is my last thought. And I apologize to G Green. He didn't even get a chance to get a word in after the women got started.
I know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to kick your way in there. But I'll say this. The twins, their influence needs to be canceled right now. We have a 2-year-old right now, and I'm going to be honest, I don't give a damn about no adults. I'm going to be honest. We grown folks, we done made our decisions, and we had the opportunity to live our life and make our decisions. We got a 2-year-old that could potentially be fighting for his life because of this person or one of these people. I'm not going to put it on both of them because they're twins, they're two individuals.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it speaks with to...
with identical DNA, so technically they kind of are one person, Mike.
Yeah, we're going to count y'all as one since y'all counted y'all self as one.
Because they have identical DNA, so you are one.
Right. But I feel like until you know what to do with influence, that's a powerful thing. A lot of people don't know what to do with power. And that's the problem. People aren't taught what to do with power. So in which case, when they get power, they abuse it.
They
feel like power will never go away, and so therefore they can use it at their leisure. No.
And it does go away.
When you become a leader and when you become an influencer, you are a servant to the people.
That's right.
You have to bring value to the people. Every king that stopped serving his people found his head cut off. Go back through history and look. Listen to the story of Humpty Dumpty. You know what I mean? Every king that stopped following and serving their people lost their lives. They lost their throne. This is why everybody can't have influence. I'm going to say this. That girl said on that video, I heard it with my own two ears. That girl said on that video, somebody got to die for this. Somebody got to die for this on that live video when her daddy died, right? She didn't say the person that did it got to die. She said somebody. And guess who died? 74-year-old black veteran.
The wrong damn somebody.
On dialysis. First of all, y'all little simp-ass dudes out here, man, I know y'all thirsty for pussy and head and all this stuff that y'all think means something, think that's going to really get you where you need to go when your short life comes to an end. Y'all simping for it. Y'all thirst trapping for it. Y'all letting these bitches put batteries in your backs to go catch murder charges at the wrong address. I'm going to be honest. If I would have kicked in somebody's door and saw I was a 74-year-old man on dialysis, I know you didn't shoot him. I would have probably just left.
Exactly.
People aren't thinking. They're taking leadership. They're taking their marching orders from young women who don't know what the hell they're doing.
Exactly.
Cancel the famous twins, Mobile. Mobile, clean up your own streets. Start cleaning up your own community. Really. And you ain't got to clean it up by calling police on folks and snitching and doing whatever you do. You can clean it up by simply just tuning these fucking people out.
Right.
Tune them out. Ignore them. That's the worst thing. That'll kill them. Ignore them. I appreciate you, Ronnie. You got any last thoughts?
I don't. I want to tell both of the ladies that called in tonight that we enjoyed you guys. I'm not taking sides. I can't take sides because I don't really know where we went left. But I would appreciate if you guys would continue to follow the show and call us back on Thursday or Tuesday of next week.
Absolutely. Also, Thursday, we got Big Yo stopping through the studio. Fuck with us for an hour or two. So you going to be here with us?
I will.
Okay, yeah, we got Big Yo coming through. Kingpin status. Mob Universe, another episode coming through. Actually, this was kind of an episode of Mob Universe as well.
This was I really enjoyed tonight's episode. I really did.
Nah, this was a good episode. It was something we needed to have. This isn't a conversation that's going to end. That's the thing about it. Right now, emotions flying. We'll calm down. We'll start building back on it. As of now, cancel them goddamn twins. Cancel them twins. I'm out. Ronnie?
Good night.
Good night. Good night, folks. Shit. Hey. Woo, Lord. What up, man? Man, shit, just goddamn, bro. Let's see what-
crazy as hell. Yo, what up, man?